it's pointless just doing, being on that hamster wheel all the time and not taking time to just step off and be like, you know what? No. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I apologize for this absolute disaster of late back-to-back episodes. That is absolutely my own fault. I went through a bit of a down phase last week. Yeah, it was full-blown depression for like 2 days, so we're not gonna even get into that. I've dealt with it. I'm over it. I've moved on. And I ended up uploading last week's episode on a Saturday, which was hectic considering I recorded it on Tuesday and just never got to it for the usual Thursday. And now this week's episode was supposed to go up today on Thursday, but it's gonna go up late just because this week has been crazy, and as I sit recording I got thrown another loophole, so it's been wild. That said, let's jump straight in, because this week's episode is all about playing catch up with the podcast episodes on YouTube. And I know I hinted at this last week. It was such a small, quick, quiet hint. I almost missed it. And I made a note and was like, okay, cool. That's next week's episode. And then I just never recorded it early. So yeah, I am at the last second doing what needs to be done. So last week's episode, picking up the pace, really put a lot into perspective for me, because it's been making me reflect. And one of the most powerful things I've learned is that even if I haven't been intentionally planning goals, intentionally planning my day and week are essential for me getting anything done. Because I have this, it's like a mini whiteboard, if I can put it that way, and I've got a red and black marker that I can write with. Highlighters work well as a pro tip, just by the way. And if I don't write down like my rough week in terms of like Monday's a just day, you know, GYST, getting your ish together day. Tuesday is usually grocery day. Wednesday is the podcast. Maybe even Tuesday is the podcast. Wednesday's groceries. Thursday is maybe uploading old vlogs, footage, things, just, you know, grunt work, and then whatever plans for the weekend, I write down there as well. And I have written nothing down for this week, and that's exactly what I have achieved. Nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. And that's my own fault. So, having learned that, which is why I say reflection is good, it's that old horse. Reflection is good, because now I've learned, plan your days and plan your week. Because just glancing up at the thing helps me see, okay, that's the idea that I need to get done for the day. Or, you know what, tomorrow looks better, let me do it then. It's okay to do that. So that episode has helped me put things into perspective. And catching up on episodes has helped me also look back at the podcast and the vlogs and just my old footage, photos, videos, sound bites to almost motivate me in terms of like, look how far you've come. Look at what you have done. Like, you've done so much, and look at how much you've caught up in a 2 to 3 week span. That is ridiculous. That is such an amazing thing. And the worst part is I've had a good sense of accomplishment about it, but then I fell into a depression. It's like, what? No. That is not how that works. Like, you should be enjoying your accomplishments. So for me to have done so much, not been able to appreciate it, and then try to rush on to the next thing, not good. Did not do well for my mental health. So taking time over the last few days to actually just feel that sense of accomplishment and be amazed at what I can achieve. I just got interrupted so severely. I have no idea where I was, where I am, but I'm just gonna go on from the notes I've made. Okay. Basically, whatever point I was making, hopefully it just boils down to taking time to feel the sense of accomplishment for whatever you've done, because it's pointless just doing, being on that hamster wheel all the time and not taking time to just step off and be like, you know what? No. I did that thing. I set that record. I achieved that milestone. Let me just celebrate it for a moment and catch my breath. Speaking of figuring it out, I had such a hectic time sifting through everything, which was that little nugget that I left in the previous podcast episode of it was such a hectic thing to just try and get my bearings on what needs to be done, what have I done, what's it going to take to get to where I needed to be, because it was a nightmare. So, to make a short story long, because this is what it is, I needed to catch up to where I was in the vlogs on the YouTube channel. So, the YouTube channel I started last year, I managed to import all the podcast audio episodes from the feed on Spotify. That happened automatically. I didn't have to do anything. However, I did want to include the vlogs in the YouTube channel, but in order to get there, I wanted to kind of stagger the episodes when I uploaded them to be the week's vlog and then the podcast. So what you would see was a vlog upload on a Tuesday, which would be the previous week's worth of footage. And then on a Thursday, a podcast episode would drop that would go up on all platforms. So Spotify, YouTube, Castbox. That was the idea. However, in order to be able to upload a vlog on a Tuesday, a podcast on a Thursday, I would need to get there in terms of the footage I recorded, editing it, uploading it. However, there's about 2.5 years worth of podcasts that needs to go up first. So I was like, okay, let me do that in a video format and post it. And obviously, that was always the intention, to have a video version of the podcast go up. And I thought, okay, while doing the video version, let me include images I maybe referenced in the podcast or a clip of something and then post that in the video version just to give whoever is watching the opportunity to see what I'm speaking about. But it's been such a hectic time trying to get everything done that I was just like, no. Check the audio, make sure it's been edited properly, formatted properly, everything like that. Overlay it on a video image and then put that on YouTube just to get it done. So that is what I did. Now, that in and of itself was a bit of a mission because a lot of the early episodes were unedited, meaning I had to go back and re-edit quite a bit of podcast episodes and then create each individual image and thumbnail for each episode. So that was hectic. Sometimes it was doing it for Podmas series, so 25 times the effort. I just uploaded a 31-day Podmas in July series. That was intense. And I'm busy working on some old vlog footage that I'm editing. But having caught up to 2022, which is 2 years after I started the initial podcast. So I had 2 years worth of podcast episodes to upload, which I did. I caught up to June, July, which is where I thought I started vlogging, when in actual fact, no. I searched through my footage, found out I started vlogging Jan 1st of 2022, and then didn't vlog properly up until April with the aquarium episode, and just lost the plot for the rest of the year. I've got so much footage of me talking to the camera. It's like an hour long vlog. It's a nightmare. I need to figure that out. So there's a lot I need to go through. And now I at least know where I am. That is the madness I was talking about having to figure out. Like, understanding what you have, what you need to do, and where you need to go forward is a lot, but it's very much worth it to understand where I am now. I've even gone through some of the rest of the year's podcast episodes, and I've actually figured out like one I needed to edit, which I've already done. The rest of the year's episodes are already edited, so I can just convert them to video and upload them. And the rest of the year's footage is being chunked into one episode of a vlog that I'm just gonna throw up. So 2022 is basically done. I just need to get it up, and then I can start on 2023, which is not bad. because that means I can then do the same thing of sifting through the videos, going through the photos, figuring out how I'm going to upload them, and then plan out how I'm going to upload the video and vlog footage that I'm going to edit versus the podcast episodes. Because I've noticed I don't have that much consistent footage, especially early on in 2023. So I'm probably going to do monthly vlogs, if that's possible. And then just have it be shorter and then post probably at the end of that amount of podcast episodes. So if there are 4 podcasts in Jan, I'll post the video after those 4 go up, just for the sake of consistency and track record keeping, just to make it easier. So yeah, that is what I needed to figure out. And it has also served, once again, bringing that horse back, as a form of reflection, because being able to look back on all the old footage and how terrible I was at recording it has actually motivated me to be better at making vlogs, footage, and just recording things that make it easier for me to put together and piece together about my week for a vlog. So that is definitely helping, especially knowing it's gonna get easier. It's really, really the best thing. So, now that I've explained all that, I'm ready to move forward. Like, for the most part, I'm basically caught up. Like, I know what I've done, I know what I need to do, I know what I have to do going forward, so I'm good. But, like I say, I want to take that little pause to celebrate, and I'm going to be making a full episode on celebrating the small wins, because I definitely feel that is something we need to do. I got my first sale on Yaga and I threw a fit. Like, I went crazy. I told my family, I told my friend. It has been insane. Like, it's a sale. It's a small item. It's one thing. I've never gotten a sale before, and I've had my stuff on Yaga for like maybe a year. So to get one sale in 1 year is little, but like, I got a sale. That's it. That's end of story. That is the best thing ever. And I went crazy. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I need to get cupcakes. And we celebrated, and it's like, it's just a sale. No, it's not. It's a win. That's all you need to do to celebrate. It's a win. Take it and move on. So that's what I'm doing. I've already started, like, okay, cool. Now I need to do this for Yaga. I need to keep going. I need to get these things done. I need to just be on to the next one. And like I said, I did celebrate it, so I feel comfortable in moving forward. So I've got my plans. My Yaga needs to definitely be updated, upgraded. I'm working on the next vlog. Like I said, I've got that footage already. I've written down some podcast ideas, especially ones that are timeless, meaning I can pre-record it, have it edited, and then if push comes to shove and I forget to do an episode like this past week, it is ready to go. I can just pre-upload it, give it a quick listen through for extra information, tags, things like that, and then just post it. So that I've written down as well. And then, as I said, I've done the rest of the years for 2022. Let me just specify that. The rest of 2022's audio episodes for the podcast, I need to convert them. But the audio is already sorted. I just need to convert them and post them. I don't need to do extra editing, and then I'm good. And then I can move on to 2023 after celebrating once again. And the one thing I have to just keep reminding people, because this is not a full-time job, this is not bringing me any money, this is like taking time away, is that I'm still living my life. I literally applied for like 5 different jobs yesterday. It's life is still going on. I currently have people that rocked up after being notified like 10 minutes before they came that they were going to come and they were going to work, and they are constantly interrupting this podcast with their noise, but things need to get done. So life is still lifing. I haven't said that in a while. Life is still lifing. I'm still doing all the things, but that is just what it is. You gotta take everything as it comes, and you can't live in the past. And I feel I've been doing that for a while, where I keep living in the old vlogs, living in the old photos, living in the old podcasts. And I think that's why I was hesitant to post them, you know, therapizing myself here. I think I was there for too long, and being motivated internally to get that done has definitely changed the game and motivated me to do more. so that I can create more memories. Like, looking back on the old ones is good, but making new ones is better. So I'm definitely trying to embrace that, which is, funny enough, the song of the week, which is Memories by Maroon 5. I absolutely adored it, and especially there's a bit of a sad undertone, and especially now with it being 11 years since my grandfather passed. It was would have been his birthday yesterday. It's sad, but there is a bit of joy where you can look back on old photos, see old memories and things, and just, you know, slowly heal. It never goes away, but there's always like, you know, I remember that thing about him, or he was always very funny or whatever. So there's a bit of sadness, but there's always a bit of joy that you can find and strength to move forward and make more memories in memory of that person or that event or that thing, you know? That's what I was like, the 60th annual event, like, it's been coming. There's like a legacy to it now. So that's my two cents. I will thank you for your continued patience with me and my absolute nonsense. I hope you have a good weekend or rest of your day whenever you listen to this. And as usual, keep being a better being, and I will see you in the hopefully on time next episode. Okay, love you. Bye.